Et anda vinira tem vita nute, tunda vali lapta ye. Ton is everyone, please. Tunde tanda vinira tem vita nute, tunda vali lapta ye. Kana kroda kadambini katayate, kana rabude biaspriham, kana kroda kadambini katayate, kana rabude biaspriham, cheta prangana sangini vijayate. Savendriyanam kritim cheta prangana sangini vijayate. Savendriyanam kriti no jane janita kiyat biamritai krishne tivanatvai. Jane janita kiyat biamritai krishne divanadvai. Tunditanda viniratim vitanute, tundavali laptaye. Tunditanda viniratim vitanute, tunda vali laptaye. Kana kroda kadambini gatayate, kana rabude pyaspriham, kana kroda kadambini gatayate, kana bude pyaspriham, cheta prangana sangini vichayate. Sarvendriyanam kritim cheta prangana sangini vajayate. Sarvendriyanam kritim no jane janita kiyat piamritai krishne tivanatvai. No jane janita kiyat piamritai krishne tivanatvai. Does any one of you feel confident enough to, thank you, to chant this? Tunde tanda viniratim vitanute, tunda vali laptaye.
Karna kroda kadam vinigatayate, karna bude vyaspriham.
Karna kroda kadam vinigatayate, karna bude
cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kritam.
Cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kritam. I thank you very much. Considering that it's a little late, I will just go to the word by word. Tunde, in the mouth. Tandavini, dancing. Ratim, the inspiration. Vitanute, expense. Sunda Avali Labdaye. To achieve many mouths. Karna of the ear. Kroda in the hole. Kadambini sprouting. Gatayate causes to appear. Kanar budepyaspriham. The desire for millions of ears. Cheta prangana. In the courtyard of the heart. Sangini. Being a companion. Vijayate. Conquers. Savaindriyanam. Of all the senses. Kritim. The activity. Nau. Not. Jane. I know. Janita. Produced. Kiyat bihi. Of what measure? Amritai. By nectar. Krishna. The name of Krishna. Iti. Thus. Varna dvayi. The two syllables. So, before I read the translation, I will give you a little frame. This is a verse written by Srila Rupa Goswami while he was in Puri. It is a very, let me say, it's an account, a personal account, of what he feels as he chants the holy name. It is quite ecstatic. The translation is, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. This verse is included in the Vidagdha Madhava, a 7-act play written by Srila Rupa Goswami, describing the pastimes of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. This is all we have of the purport, but I've prepared a few, one document from Srila Prabhupada, so we will hear from him also. Please join me in the pranam prayers. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vachadine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Askajade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 My dear devotees, this verse by Srila Rupa Goswami has been an eulogy, a praise, a glorification of the holy name. The name here is described in relationship to its effect on the chanter. When the Rupa Goswami describes how he feels when he chants, a desire sprouts in his heart when he chants to have many more tongues and many more ears, because he feels with one tongue he cannot really relish the holy name, nor is it possible for him with one set of ears to enter to really get satisfied with the nectar which is there in the holy name. He describes, in other words, a great eagerness as he chants, to chant more and more. And he also describes something which is very important in the context of the spirituality which was prevalent or which was dominant at his time. See, the spiritual cultures of mankind have always tried to still the restless mind of the human being, which makes everything so complicated and complex, which is also our big problem in the Gita. This is the mind which is not controlled is described to be the worst enemy of a conditioned soul. Worst enemy, I mean, worse than any enemy you can imagine. So he says what happens when he chants is that his mind becomes pacified. It becomes unable to move. It stops its movement. I was thinking of this verse yesterday when I was walking down to the Bhagavad Gita walk. I think you know this. I mean, I'm saying to our guests, when you go in this direction. It seems the pandits of Radhadish are not in one mind about it. Anyways, I'm always losing my orientation in the temple room, but you know, this direction, Vishaka says this direction, so it's in between the two. There you will go to the down the hill and then past the very romantic Goshala. It's with the what? You know, it's a temporary construction, I understand. And then you go left at one stage and then up the hill, and there's a wonderful Bhagavad Gita walk where you can stop and look at different, how do you call these, signs, or which have illustrations and verses of the Bhagavad Gita. The artwork is a little bit tailored for children, but the verses are definitely very, very high class philosophy. It's a Gita. So I was passing by, and then I saw our cowherd man, Gaurahari. He was many times saying, "Come on, come on." I was thinking, my God, is he singing a song, a musical song? Come on, come on. But soon I understood he's communicating to the cows. And they came out of the barn and he said, "Come on, come on." And they've heard him. And then they followed him, so loyal and so simple, down to the grazing field for the day. Now I was asking Gaura Hari, is this a real communication which takes place? Yes. He said, I'm speaking and they are hearing me and they are responding by in this case walking. Sometimes they shout their disagreement, they don't want to come on, but today, and so on. Then I said, how do you feel this communication? He says, it's easy. They're very easy. They are not like us human beings, which are so complicated. So I thought, well, is this a response by an individual who has become a hermit and does not like to communicate with human beings? Is he maybe not socially so adept? And that's why he says he prefers the easy communication with cows. I was thinking like this and I went on my job, my walk. Then I found a bench and I thought, let me stop my japa now and think about what I've just seen. And it became clear to me at that moment that most of us live in a story about the world and themselves, which is a total fabrication. It's not real. So I thought, okay, let me be simple and now don't think any longer, let me chant. So I chanted and I applied a technique which we are teaching in the Kirtan course, that is to focus really on the holy name by going with our attention to a focal point which is described in the Gita as lying between the eyebrows. It's a very powerful lens, so to say, to focus the diffuse mental energy and direct it to the holy names. So we were, I was doing this and I was entering through a dimension door into another reality. But then I came back and I saw Gaura Hari and I told him, your comment intrigued me. What do you think is the reason for the human being to become so complicated? And he said, Maharaj, it's not only complicated, it's unpredictable. What is the reason, I asked, in your opinion? And he said, he has become civilized. He could have said it in a complex way, but he deals with cows, so he has adopted a certain interpretation of reality which is modern and in vogue, but which is nothing else than laying a concept on the world, covering it with a certain perspective which is the colored like colored glasses distorting the reality. No? So that was a head full of philosophy from a cowherd boy, which I appreciated this very much. And now, if we want to chant the holy name in good consciousness, we have to stop this mental activity and focus really on the nectar of the holy name. Haridas Thakur explains how when you do this, there is a potential or there is a possibility that you actually enter the world of Krishna consciousness. In his own words, he says, the holy names of the Lord are spiritual and full of eternal nectar. And then he gives a mind-blowing analogy, blowing, not mind, fascinating, a fascinating analogy, how from the chanting of the holy name, a realization of Krishna comes forth. He gives an analogy from gardening. He says these holy names these holy names, plural, are like a budding flower that Krishna has mercifully placed in this world. No? So he has brought his holy name and put it like a budding flower. Budding means it has a potential form of manifestation. You know, it's when the flowers are young and they are, for instance, in the case of a rose, it's just a green covering. You can't yet see and smell the beautiful flower. So in the way Krishna has brought the budding flower of his name and placed it mercifully in the world. This means really it's a secret at the moment. Consider a budding flower. You can't tell what it contains. It's not within your experience as of yet. When the budding flower of the holy name begins to blossom, comes out, the Lord's handsome and charming spiritual forms, which begin with the form of Lord Krishna, are manifest. Aha! Here we hear. As we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, the curtain opens at the right moment, and out of the bud, just like Radha Gopinath come out of the hidden position, out of the bud of the holy name, the form of the Lord arises. My Pujariji, you were properly in time. You were absolutely in the flow of the subject. So when the flower of the holy name now opens further and becomes very fragrant, the sweet fragrance of Lord Krishna's 64 qualities is perceived. In other words, as you chant, Krishna is all of a sudden very much present in your mind. And then you think of his mercy. In some ways it is arranged. Now, may I share with you a personal experience of this? Because I think experience brings a philosophical concept within our grasp. I was once chanting in Vrindavan Dham, and I was very tired, I must admit, because it was noontime and I had started early and it was hot and I was not even sweaty any longer. I was dried out. I had forgotten to take water with me. And I was chanting along. All of a sudden, in my mind, I remembered seeing certain images of Lord Krishna, which I like, my favorite paintings, for instance. And I saw this right in front of my perception, like I believe all of you have had these moments when all of a sudden, while chanting, you think of Krishna and you think of Krishna's form. So just at that moment when this imagery started, a black snake slid by me, and I do not know if you have seen snakes in the zoo. They are not threatening, but if you see snakes or in real life in India and you are unprotected, they have the vibration of death around them. The black snakes are cobras. Oh my God. I saw, my God, this is not a safe place where there's one snake, there are more. So then the snake became, you know, when you are afraid, you have a fragrance which comes, the anxiety fragrance, which animals somehow catch. I don't know if cobras can smell. Can they smell? Yes, they definitely. They dance, the cobra dance in the night under jasmin flowers. I once saw that also. So somehow the snake was more aware of me. At that moment, I see a brown flesh coming and biting the cobra. The cobra comes up and then soon they are in safe distance fighting. It was a mongo. Is that an English word, mongo? Mongoose. Thank you very much. Mongoose. A mongoose who had attacked. And then at that moment, my dear devotees, I could see Krishna has protected me. And in my heart came a feeling of Krishna is the protector of his devotees. I thought of one of the 64 qualities of Lord Krishna. How this all came about? By Krishna's mercy. Because when the flower of the holy name opens further and becomes very fragrant, the sweet fragrance of Lord Krishna's 64 qualities is perceived. You think of Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so kind. He's so merciful. He's forgiving. He's beautiful. He's shy. Khiman, he's a little shy. But then he's very, very the opposite. And so, and when the flower of the holy name is completely blossomed, Lord Krishna's spiritual pastimes in the eight periods of the day, pastimes that are beyond the touch of matter, appear in this world. So, you know, this, what does this relate to? This relates to that Krishna and his holy name are non-different. This is what it means. When I think of Pundarik, I will think of his, you know, the external appearance, how he looks. I saw him first in Mumbai. He didn't look much. You don't look much older. Somehow devotees don't age so much. But that was 30 years ago, I understand. And then I think of him, this kind expression, and a kind face, because he worked as a doctor, I understand, understood at that time. So, and then that is a quality kindness. You know, and then I will think of his activity. What does he do? He jumps up and down in kirtan, for instance. That's one of his activity. Are you a very, very vibrant dancer or more reserved dancing? Both. It depends on the circumstance. Good, good. So these are activities. If we think of anything, we must think of its name, form, now it's look, qualities, and activities of what's the what is happening. So when Haridas Thakur speaks about how he chants and how all these qualities blossom forth or burst forth like a budding flower which is touched by a spring breeze, whoop, and it opens and becomes fragrant. He in effect says Krishna and the name are completely identical. So, but you will ask yourself the rightful question, but where does it start for me? Well, when the holy name bestows mercy on you, a conditioned soul, two things will happen to you. First of all, you will enter the field of devotional service. When the Lord gives you his mercy, you will know. How do you know that the Lord has given this mercy? Yes, you will know it by if you do devotional service in your life, something which you do for the pleasure of Krishna, that is from the soul. So this is the first symptom of which a chanter can see. The chant, the holy name, bestows upon him the devotional service. And if you look for the real devotional service, it must have the quality of Hladini and Samvit. That is, you will feel some pleasure and you will feel how you know things by transcendental knowledge. No? This is how the holy name's mercy is felt. You are doing devotional service, joyfully devotional service. Later, my dear devotees, when the holy name is showing increasing doses of mercy, you will actually realize your spiritual world, your spiritual form, who you actually are, different from the body, and you will enter in that spiritual understanding, your personal relationship with Krishna, and taste what is called rasa. So the question is always, why don't we feel all this as of yet? You may already feel that you have devotional service and you may feel well situated and placed, but your rasa, the Harinam rasa, is still coming. And in my humble opinion, it is because we need to visit the area of our Shraddha once again. See, devotional service, that's something which is a very deep insight, makes you move forward in an interesting way. It doesn't make you move forward in what I could call a linear movement, where you leave one point behind, you go to the next point, and you go to the next point. Do you understand linear movement? You move forward by leaving other things behind. No, that's not the picture which we derive when we study this scriptures. In bhakti, we will always visit a few important items, but we will visit them while we are on a different level. We always have to, in other words, come to the point of Shraddha, faith, but on a different level. We always have to renounce things which are harmful, but as we advance, it becomes subtler and subtler what we have to renounce. We always have to practice Sharanagati, taking shelter. There is no point when we in devotional service where we leave Shraddha, faith, behind. Oh, I'm done with this. or Vairagya, appropriate renunciation behind. Oh, now I don't need to renounce any longer. Or Sharanagati, now I don't have to surrender any longer. I made it to a very, I'm here since 50 years, I don't need to surrender now. No, you always have to visit these things regularly, again and again. It's almost like, let me show you the image of a spiral. The spiral, let us say, starts here and it winds its way up, and it always comes to the same situations, but in a different and higher and broader level. So let us say, I would need a chart for this, but you are very intelligent people. So my let us say here where the knuckle is, this is called a knuckle, is it? That is a station of Shraddha. So Shraddha, Shraddha, Shraddha. I'm always coming in the area we have to look again. It's like Shraddha we may now call Nishta. Nishta means unshakable faith. In the beginning, Shraddha is coming and going, but the Nishta, and it's always as I progress, I have to be in faith, higher and broader levels of faith. So if you want to advance and not say, why don't I feel these things? And Rupa Goswami describes it as the holy name comes and dances on his tongue and in the courtyard of his heart, and he becomes inactive. Or Haridas Thakur gives the analogy of a blossoming flower which reveals more and more of its unique nature. Why don't I feel this? It's because the faith needs to advance in your life, and the way a devotee advances is that he begins to understand the name of Krishna as Krishna himself. I want to read to you something from the sixth canto. I'm the form, this is from 1651. I'm the form of the transcendent vibrations like Omkara and Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. And I am the Supreme Absolute Truth. These two forms of mine, namely the transcendental sound, that's one form, and the eternal blissful spiritual form of the deity, no, or myself, are my eternal forms. They are not material. So this is the type of faith which is necessary. Prabhupada says, the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Pranava Sarva Vedishu, I am the syllable Om in all the Vedic mantras. Vedic knowledge begins with the vibration of the transcendental sound Pranava or Omkara. The same transcendental sound is, now comes your mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Abhinatvang nama namino. There's no difference between the holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself. Do you have faith in this?
Yes.
Unshakable faith? It's always when you chant? It's there? I don't think so. I have seen you chanting. You are often like an ordinary bored chanter. It is a, we speak of something which is not cerebral. We think of something which is, the word Shraddha means, Shra means heart, and Dha means we give our whole heart in this. An example of someone who is faith in this, I just read there's a Vaishnava, a god brother of Prabhupada, who chanted, just think of this, 8 hours a day, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra on Japa, and 16 hours a day, 8 hours Kirtan, 16 hours Japa. Woo! This is faith, you know, because how can you, when you are in the presence of Krishna, leave him? It's not possible. How will I leave him? I know of another god brother, very exalted soul of Srila Prabhupada. Once a devotee came in with a Harinam Chata, you know, where the names of Krishna were printed. He was on such a level of appreciation, he paid his obeisances. And the devotee said, don't pay your obeisances to you. And he said, I'm paying my obeisances to the holy name. There, on your chatter. So these are very high levels of realization. Actually, I was asking if you have faith. Faith we can have, yes, yes, faith we can have. Realization is where it is difficult. But faith, I'm very happy for your Pundarik that you have faith in this. And I must tell you, the way I act with this subject matter, I say, well, it's in the scriptures. Prabhupada says it, they are exalted devotees. I have also faith in this, and in fact, I place all my hopes on this card, that the holy name is there in the holy name. And now comes the question, someone who has faith, how will he act? In two ways, your faith needs to be given an expression. For instance, someone who wants to be compassionate has to give this compassion an expression. You can only say someone is compassionate if he is forgiving and if he is doing something for the benefit of others. Compassion is a feeling which is tested, if it's real, by whether you can forgive another person and whether you are active for the benefit of others. In the same way, faith, which is a feeling, will be tested by two things. How is your relationship to chanting? How do you chant in active in your life? What effort you make. And the second is, this is what Prabhupada always stressed to us multiple times. He said, you must serve the holy name. I know, for instance, there are devotees who have in London who went out every Saturday to chant the holy name, and I was visiting recently the subway station where they sat. I wanted to see it, and Radhika Ranjan showed it to me in great detail. So this is the way how you can express your belief to Krishna in this, that Krishna is identical with the name. Chant properly and then serve the holy name. Go on Harinam Sankirtan. Sit in the kirtan and do this as a service. Spread the holy name in whatever way you can. And the holy name, who is not an it, but a he, will show his mercy for sure. And I want to end this prayer, this lecture, which dealt with the subject matter, Krishna is Krishna, or Krishna is the holy name, with a sincere prayer. A prayer which can be chanted by the devotee, because it's not so easy to realize that Krishna and his name are identical. It's something we have not experienced so far in this world, how a name of an object is identical with the object. It's totally beyond this world. We need divine assistance to understand this. Otherwise, we will never actually realize it. A sincere prayer, it's coming from the fifth canto. Are you interested in this prayer? Dear Lord, we may not be able to think of you and your name, your form, and your qualities. There are many obstacles in our path which distract us. Stumbling, hunger, falling, being overwhelmed by tiredness and yawning. I would like to add being beyond yawning. Or just being in a miserable condition, especially at the time of death when there is a high fever. So, my dear Lord, we may not be able to remember you. We are so disturbed all the time. We therefore pray unto you, O Lord, for you are very affectionate to your devotees. Please, our Lord, we are coming before you and we beg you, help us remember you and chant your holy names, your attributes and activities, which alone can dispel all the reactions of our sinful lives. This is also the mood of Haridas Thakur. You are so great, I'm so small. I cannot control this mind. It is a part of the material energy. And the Lord has said, Devi Hesha Gunamayi, the material energy is very difficult to overcome. And my mind is fully a part of this biochemical mess. You know, this and mental mess. No? But you, my Lord, can help me to remember you. Please come and help me to chant your holy names. This, my dear devotees, is the key. It's the entrance key. It's an expression of your faith. You understand, I believe in something, but I have not yet realized it because it's so high, and I'm here in the body, and entangled in the body and in the mind. It's so high. How will I ever come there? Only by your merciful help. So therefore, I'm honestly turning to you. My means are exhausted. I have tried techniques, philosophy, pressure, no sleep, more sleep so that I'm more rested. I've tried anything, eating, no eating, fasting, only water that I can chant better. Everything I have tried, what I could imagine, but it does not yet work. I am now doing what I have not tried before. I'm sincerely getting down from my inflated position of Ahang and Mameti, and I'm begging you, please help me. Help me. This is a sincere request. It is not empty words. I mean it. Help me and give me your mercy. And then all of a sudden something happens. The sixth canto of the Bhagavatam describes the help of the Lord with an analogy. A fire stick can rub on a piece of wood, and then all of a sudden, by that friction, a spark comes. At that time, you must be sure to have some dry leaves or dry grass or something which is highly incinerable or inflammable, and then it catches it. It's just like this, my dear devotees. Our constant attempt and our prayer, chanting in a prayerful mood, will cause a certain friction And then the Lord may appear like the fire in the fire kindling stick. That's a very beautiful analogy from either the sixth canto, or I might be mistaken, then it's in the fifth canto. I have it somewhere. I know where I have it, but my remembrance is correct with this analogy that I know. So, Hare Krishna, this was a sincere attempt to share with you further thoughts on that overcoming the distance between where we are now and where Krishna in the form of the holy name is. Krishna, we have a little time to ask questions. Who has a question? Yes, I'm just this Mataji has a question, a well-considered question.
Thank you so much for the lecture. I have a question about the congregational chanting.
The what? The congregational chanting. Yes. Other devotees chanting.
And when the pronunciation and feeling of other devotees you can also feel. Then this attracts your attention.
Yes, and you go deeper. Yes, I do understand you. I have to tell you a secret, all of you. Lord Chaitanya is known as the Lord of Sri Krishna Sankirtan, not of Japa. Sankirtan is more, or chanting and kirtan is more effective than japa. This is explained by Sanatana Goswami. He says, for japa, you require a purified mind that is still. But through kirtan, especially sankirtan with others, your mind, which is not still, is becoming stilled or calmed or purified. So japa is much more difficult than kirtan, much more, significantly more difficult, because of this effect of kirtan. It helps you to bring your mind into a position where you can chant. And the reason why this is because you're surrounded with spiritual sound which acts on you. So if you want to increase your quality of chanting the holy name, you should make it a point to be there for kirtans and then be fully present at the kirtans. Sometimes devotees ask, but Maharaj, then we should do more kirtans. We should do 2 hours of kirtan and 2 hours of kirtan each day, and we should do 1/2 hour of japa. What do you think about this program? Can you understand the logic of this argument? Why do we chant japa and give it so much importance? I'm asking you.
Because when we chant japa, it's just, the relationship is just me, Krishna, and my mind. I'm fully exposed to whatever I have, actual attraction to Krishna. There's no support of the devotees or the music. It's just fully exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously attractive.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Others? Yes, Mataji. Your good name. I know that you are married to Pundarik Prabhu. So, your good name, please.
My name is Hare Krishna Devidas.
Best name. Yes, Hare Krishna. What could be in the mind of the spiritual master that he gave that order? We are asking for why, no? Why? Yeah, it's a very good answer. I'm not any other. I don't. Who?
Madhva.
Yes, Madhva.
I heard an analogy from, I believe it was Andrew Prabhu, and he was saying that kirtan is like an injection, a medicinal injection, which is very, very potent, very powerful, more powerful than anything else, but it doesn't have its full effect unless you're chanting japa, compared to the pill. Medicinal pill which activates the injection. Although the pill itself is less powerful, by taking the pills, the injection is, the full power of the injection is opened up.
Thank you very much. Yes.
My experience.
Your good name, please?
My name is Balaram.
Balaram Prabhu. Yes.
In my experience, when I chant japa, I can focus in praying for service.
Yeah.
Krishna. But when I'm in kirtan, I cannot focus so much because of external distractions.
Thank you. Yes, Pundari.
From practical experience, although accepting Srila Prabhupada instructed, that was his minimum level.
Yes, when the spiritual master says that's the reason in its that's the best reason, you know, because he's representing Krishna. Yes.
From my own experience, yes. Chanting, when we had opportunity to chant 32 or 64 or even on occasion 192 rounds a day, the focus that we were talking about yesterday comes a long way down that chanting. Whereas in kirtan, the focus can come very much more quickly. That's just a practical observation.
Thank you. Thank you. Good. We are. I can only, I want to also say something. What I do know is that the hard work which we do in japa is really showing Krishna that we really want his mercy. And the obstacles which we quickly meet during japa, you know, a distracted mind, dryness, inner dryness, and so on. When we face these obstacles, which are there, deeply embedded in our conditioned nature, and are dedicated to overcome them, then our way back to Godhead is very, very much free. I think in kirtan we are carried, and in japa we have to walk our talk. That is a process which strengthens you tremendously in your spiritual life. The japa strengthens you. It gives you the equipment to which you absolutely need, and which will, like Madhva quoted, it will help that the holy name which you hear in the kirtan will really become absorbed. See, a person who lies always in his room, and he will suffer from an atrophy of muscles. We need to build up our spiritual strengths as much as we can, with as much help as we can, praying for Krishna, and then we are strong on our path, and we will be strong in our kirtan. Of all the orders of the spiritual master, and I want to quote you, the order to chant 16 rounds without offenses is the most important, because it makes us, gives us that resilience. It's a difficult English word. You, if you have English not as your mother tongue, do like me. I just make it a habit to look up the new words. It's an important word for you. I thank you very, very much. It is always such a pleasure to be here in Radha Desh. I wish you a good prasadam. May you eat sufficiently and digest well. And those who are in the kirtan course, we see each other again at 11:30 in this wonderful elevated library. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Krishna Krishna.